instant oil change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, I need a little refresher course on this. Okay, so she and her best friend are neighbors, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Indeed.
And she and her husband and her best friend and her husband all hang out like in a group together. There's four of them. They're all hanging out. They're going everywhere together.
They've traveled together.
They've gone on vacation. Yeah, they're good buddies and they're in the same neighborhood.
So if memory serves me correctly, she and her husband or her husband has just been asked to clean the neighbor's computer, get some stuff off there and help me out.
Because the kid
was going to use it for school and it had viruses or whatever on it. And obviously this woman and her husband have some experience in, one of the two of them have some experience in fixing computers. So it's a laptop. So they drop it off at the house.
And Chelsea and her husband find all sorts of like pictures of her on there. From, like, just them at pool parties together or just hanging out. And the dude has made him awfully sexual. And he started to write, like, some text on him, which was really naughty.
He changed the file names to, like, what he wanted to do to her.
She's so weird.
And it was pictures of her when she didn't know she was being photographed. So she knew they were at, like, say, some kid's birthday party. But she wasn't posing for the picture. Like, he was just taking pictures of her across the party, across the barbecue, whatever it was. And there were all these in there. And her husband found it. And they were both so disturbed by it, they didn't know what to do.
So some theories came in that maybe this dude wanted them to actually see the pictures.
But it was the wife who gave them the computer.
Okay, so we can eliminate that one.
Yeah, the wife said, hey, I want to give this computer to our son, but it's not working well or whatever. Clean it up.
I think we were all sort of questioning. And I think Chelsea was also like, why haven't we done something about it already? Like, mm-hmm. Why hasn't the husband, his knee-jerk reaction should have been to go over and beat the dude's ass, right?
Right.
Well, they did delete those pictures, which is right. Like they deleted the evidence to take to the husband.
All right. I think that covers it, right, Chelsea?
Yes.
Did we get it all right there?
Yes. Unfortunately, remembered every gross detail.
Yes.
So tell us what some of the dialogue has been like with you and your husband since we had you on last.
Well, honestly, I feel like I'm going to walk into a lion's den right now, but...
No, you haven't done anything.
We have decided, and we have talked and talked about it, and we have decided not to say anything right now.
You out your damn mind.
Well, here's... The main reason is there are so... The kids all involved, and mm-hmm. I truly just love her. And the hard, it's just so hard. But the funniest part is since the computer's been returned, there has not been very much interaction between the two families.
Do you think he realized what?
Personally, yes, I do. Because then I happened upon him at school one day getting our kids, and he was very awkward.
Now, were you picking up the kids and he was underneath the bench trying to take a picture of your skirt?
Yeah.
She said, what are you doing down there? He said, nothing.
Just hanging out.
Tying my shoe.
Nothing. Lost contact.
Really has not been. So part of us feels like he may know. But as of now, we just don't, since there are kids involved and we feel totally different if it were a couple with no children, or if they were just dating, it would be so much easier. But with the fact that the kids, it just makes it so much harder.
Mm-hmm.
If we see them all together at some point and the camera does come out, we have decided then then it's...
that we might then, do something.
Then it will happen.
Yeah. Then maybe then. And then here's what we've done.
Think about what we're going to do next.
Here's what we've got. We've got big black rectangles that say censored on it. And we're just going to hold them up in front of my private areas, my bosoms, and my genitals.
That actually is a good idea.
Now, did we have the conversation? We may have asked you this the first time and I forgot, but do you think there's a chance that she gave y'all the computer to fix up? And he didn't know that she gave it to you? Like, she just, I mean, is that how it went down? So all of a sudden he's panicked and there's nothing he can do?
Well, it did start out that way. And then he did find out and he then knew, yes, that we were getting the computer.
But did he find out before you got the computer or did he find out once y'all had it?
He found out right when it was going to be delivered to us.
So, like, she was putting it in the car to bring it to your house, and he's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
All right.
So there was no stopping it at that point.
Right.
Okay. No! He jumps on the hood.
Right.
She's swerving.
My curiosity is how you felt when you saw him face to face. Like, how did you act towards him?
Turned on.
But it was so, like, I was not expecting, obviously, to see him, but, you know, my first reaction was, you know, hi, how are you? And, you know, no hugs, no nothing.
How is your husband living with this? Like, as soon as your husband sees him, I am really surprised he's being tolerant about it.
Well, he hasn't. They haven't seen each other.
Okay.
Oh. Got to beat some ass.
And that's kind of, it's a little easier in that regard because the other husband travels so much. And is gone a lot, so it's easier for those two not to see each other. And then our husbands just now with both of their work situations have very different schedules.
Hey, Tiffany?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. Go for it.
Oh, Lord.
I am Chelsea. I just don't think that you're being really fair to yourself or fair to your friend. I mean, you're saying all these things about her, the kids and everything. What about your kids? What about your safety? What about her safety?
Yep.
You don't know what kind of person that, you know, she's dealing with, what you're dealing with.
Well,
and if you guys have this particular friendship that's so strong, I mean, I just don't understand it. If you're...
Well, I feel kind of different because he has never in person made me feel uncomfortable. He's never been, like, touchy, flirty.
Yeah, but he's secretly wanting to do dirty
things
to you.
I know, but that's where our thing is if he were, like...
Oh. Mm-hmm. Have very passive-aggressive.
You know what you need to do to get in your head? You need to go put a black light underneath his computer desk.
No, you don't.
And then you'll start.
That's gross. It's sad to me that your friend is married to a guy she doesn't even know she's married to. I mean, I feel like you've got to somehow give her the information and let them decide what to do with the kids and their family and everything else. But it's like you're protecting her, letting her live in this like picture-perfect, cookie-cutter little life that is not real.
And every time they're around you, your friend has no idea that her husband is sort of lusting after you. Nastiness. Now, not everybody thinks you did the wrong thing. Hey, Nina.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
What's up?
It's all you.
I'm good.
All right, now would be a good time to tell us your opinion.
I remember hearing this on the first installment when she first brought the problem up. And I was definitely feeling like they need to distance themselves from that couple because it's just not going to be comfortable around that guy if they don't say anything going forward. And if she said anything, I was like, well, if she says something. But her argument, I think, is legitimate. This is a guy who she said is a good dad, a good husband. He's a good guy. We all have fantasies, and the way he's displayed his fantasy is totally inappropriate and dangerous. Anyone could have found those pictures, his wife, his children. So
the mailman.
Yeah.
It worked out so that he's kind of got a second chance in his with his family. He's got a second chance with his marriage. He's got a second chance with his family. But what he's probably going to do is correct the situation on his own.
That's your fantasy.
And distance himself from that couple because he knows. I think he knows he got busted.
And now he'll have another target that he's going to do this with.
Which is sort of what Chelsea said has been happening anyway. He's been distancing himself. So maybe she's right.
Just so you guys know, about 4 minutes ago, I watched last night's U2 concert come in and park itself on Bert's face.
Dude, it's been there since 5:30. I want a little credit because I held out pretty well until 9:38.
But about 5 minutes ago, Happy Mask came off, and Bono walked in here and punched you in the nose.
I brought all these Tylenol today, and I haven't taken one until right now. Here's Jessica. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, guys. Hi. I'm a first-time caller. Love your show.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Well, I was calling because I just wanted to bring up the point that this may be a sign that he's more likely to cheat on her friend. Maybe a first step, if it hasn't gone that far already, especially since he's, quote-unquote, out of town all the time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't agree that she did the right thing. I don't think they did the right thing. But now they've waited so long that... You know, I don't know if they can do anything anymore, but I think it is naive to assume that, oh, well, now it's over with and he's never going to take pictures of either other women and say nasty things on it. I mean, that's a whole different level of creepy.
Now, here's a different take we didn't think of. Chase?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering, and I may have missed something, so I'm just coming in on this morning, but how do you guys know it was the husband that modified the pictures and not the guy's wife?
Oh. That's hot.
Because the wife was the one who gave...
Oh, my God.
The wife was the one who gave them the computer.
It was on the husband's side of the login, where you log in on different things.
He's having his own fantasy now.
It was on his side under some work files.
How do we know it wasn't your husband who put the pictures on the computer?
Whatever. So you guys are pretty strong, and this is the way you're going to go here. You're just going to let it play out, and once the camera comes out at a pool party or something, that's when you guys have decided that you're going to pull your...
Yeah, we're going to go all for drama then.
You're not going to do anything.
No, you're not. You're going to suck in your tummy and try to look pretty.
You're going to let this go.
You've proven that you don't do anything.
No, if we see the camera, then it will. And that's what we have said. And that's what my husband said.
You saw the pictures.
You do what you think
you got to
do.
You ain't going to. We know you better than you know you. Yeah. You're not going to do anything.
I'll call you.
Yeah, whatever.
Right. I'll call you.
Whatever. We weren't even meant to be together. It's not you, it's me.
Leave her alone.
I'm going to support her because
I don't even think you have a baby.
I haven't been able to hear one word over the last 3 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, Chelsea, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
They just decided not going to do anything at all. Let the kids hang out. The husband is going to have a problem with this the first time he sees them all together.
I don't know how he already doesn't have a problem. Yeah. How long would it take you to walk over and knock on somebody's door, especially if the guy was smaller than you?
Immediately.
If he's bigger than you,
take me a couple weeks.
Yeah.
The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.